We're going to need more ice for the Democrats. Get that swelling down.
And
more
ice. Put some alcohol on that ice, please.
Oh, man. I need a big fat steak over my eye right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Tom Sybil J. Antoine, 1786. Davy Crockett at the Battle of Alamo. 1876. General Custer at the Little Bighorn. 2014. Barack Obama and the battle for the U.S. Senate. They came, they saw, they kicked our smucking ass. Now, Tom, what did we learn last night? America is not feeling Barack Obama. The hope and change Barack Obama loved us has worn off. In battleground Senate states, a majority of voters said nope to hope and found change to be just another word for nothing left to lose. Exit polls found nearly two-thirds of voters nationwide said the country is heading down the wrong track, with over half of voters disapproving of President Obama. Half of voters expect life for the next generation of Americans to be worse, the largest number to say so in exit polls since 1996. And what did that translate at the polls to last night? It translates into Democrats losing Senate seats in states that define the Obama victories of 08 and 12, losing Iowa and Colorado Senate races, and governor race challenges in Florida and Wisconsin, all states Obama won in 8 and 12. But the deeper problem for Democrats occurred in governor's races, in deep blue states like Maryland, Massachusetts, and for Smuck State, Obama's home state of Illinois. He loses the governor's race, an incumbent. All Democrats lost, and all Democrats lost on a Obama referendum. Ads in battleground Senate states in the last weeks of the campaign, more than 50% of them were all anti-Obama ads. This was a national referendum, make no mistake. And let me tell you, Sybil, I hope Obamacare covers carpal tunnel syndrome, because Barack Obama will be doing nothing over the next 2 years but sitting in the Oval Office, taking out his pen, and vetoing legislation coming out of a Tea Party House now passed by a Republican-controlled Senate. In the last year, the Republican House passed legislation to kill Obamacare over 50 times. It never got to the president because it never passed the Senate. Now these votes all come to the president's desk. Senator Ted Cruz last night dared President Obama to veto the repeal of Obamacare over and over again. If you thought Washington was broken before last night, we're now at DEFCON 4 when it comes to D.C. dysfunction.
Wow.
Hell, Tom. The only good thing that happened to D.C. last night was the district's passage of recreational marijuana. Huggy, are you out there? Roll a fatty for me. It was a long night.